This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver is trying to help the more than 1,000 people who got temporary housing last year into permanent shelter. Now the city has a new embedded federal employee to help meet those goals. Jamie Reif is with the city.
We're one of 7 communities across the United States to have a dedicated embedded federal employee who's high ranking, and they will get some waivers from the federal government to waive some of these restrictions that particularly for low-income and people experiencing homelessness just really tend to be a barrier.
Reif says requirements like proof of income and other documentation were often waived during the COVID pandemic, and that helped get people into rental housing more quickly. Meanwhile, a new survey documents the impact of long COVID in Colorado. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The survey by the Colorado Health Institute finds 1 in 7 Coloradans who tested positive for COVID-19 had long COVID. They said they experienced COVID symptoms for 3 months or more. The group's Lindsay Whittington says many said the illness had a big impact on work or school.
So nearly half of those who had long COVID had to take time off of work or school, and another third of them had to take reduced hours at work.
Long COVID is estimated to have hit more than 300,000 Coloradans. The results come from the 2023 Colorado Health Access Survey, with questions asked of 10,000 households. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Expect mostly clear skies tonight in Denver with increasing clouds tomorrow with a high of 63. The next chance for rain and snow on Wednesday. This is CPR News.